We are on page Samach Zayin Amabez, Daf Samach Zayin Amabez. It's a little bit early, so we'll wait a few more seconds. We're going to start again from Gufa, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top, on Samach Zayin Amabez. Gufa. Yasa Rabban Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Still 6 seconds early. Yasa Rabban Amar Rabbi Yechanan, when Rabban came and said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ba'uma is halachachar azachar. By nations you follow the male, when they're gayim. With gayru, they become gayim, hachar, kapokas, and b'shneim. You go by the blemished one. My Ba'uma is halachachar azachar. What does it mean? To the Tanya. So I'm going to read the whole braisa this way, and then Rashi is going to explain exactly how the drasha works. How do I know if one of the nations, I'm picking Persia. Persia is the nation of choice today. I could have picked Afghanistan, but I decided to go with Persia. That lived with a Knanis and had a child. The mother is a Knanis. Her status would have been like Zechariah called the Shema, to kill her. However, she married a Persian, and they had a son. Is that son considered a Kanani, or is that son considered a Persian? Now, Kamina is how we treat him. Dr. Pusik, Dr. Bryce, you're allowed to buy him as an Evan. Talmud Leiber, the God Mibnei, has to show him my glory, me machan, man tiktu. Right? The Pusik already said that you have allowed to buy the other nations. So what is it saying? The God Mibnei has to show him my glory, me machan. That's to tell me that if somebody moved to town of his mother, even though he's from a different country, but he moved here, and the reason he moved here is because his mom is from here, you can buy mehem tiktum. Yochalav Af, it's supposed to say, Knani Shabal Achas Men Umas, Vahilid Ben, dad is a Knani, Chater Rishon L'Knais of Eben, Tamad Leim Asher Lidu Baritzuchem, Menan Elodim Baritzuchem, Beloi Menan Goyim Baritzuchem. It has to be that the father came here and gave birth from the woman that lives here, not that they gave birth somewhere else and he moved back to his father's origin country, because then he would be considered a Kanani and he would not be allowed to be by his Eved, he would have to be killed.
Where they live.
So again, this is what Rashi is going to explain how we see it in each Rashi. That's why I said I'm going to read the Bryce and then we'll read Rashi. Dr. Rashi. We did some of the Rashi's yesterday. I'm going to start from Talmud Leimer v'gam b'nei ha'tushavim. Le'el mineksiv, before it says, Le'avdachu v'amascha shi'il l'chom b'eis ha'goyim ha'shi'il y'seichem. Your nation, your Evan Amo, your servant, the maidservant, that you have from the nations around you, she'einem ezayin umoiz, Rashi's explaining, shi'il y'seichem means around Eretz Yisrael, which means they don't come from the seven nations. Mehem tiknu evad rama. The samach lay. And then the pasuk says, the gam ibn atashavim. Now what is that adding? We just said you can buy from the other nations. So what is ibn atashavim allowing? It's not allowing shiva umais, because the shiva umais is said by Tzchayek on the Shabbat. It's not allowing other nations, because it just did in the pasuk before. Claimer. B'loi mishar umas levadam she'im ba mi'irvu shiva umais. Not only other nations that have no mixture of Sheva Umas, Elav Mibneim Shemalidim Aysam, Taishavim, Habam Logri Mochem, people that came to live in Eretz Yisrael, Umaylidim in Aknadi Ays, right? Taishavim Hagorim Mimochem, right? That means the Taishavim who came from elsewhere, who came here to have children from a local woman, mehem tikno. So we're translating v'gam b'nei ha'tushavim ha'goyim imachem, meaning tushavim means not born here, but came here, right? We came here for the purpose of marriage and married a local woman who gave birth here. You can buy that child because the father is a foreigner, not a Kanani. Even though the mother's from Canaan. That's Ba'umais Hochan Achar Azachar. The next case is, it said, Asher Elidu Ba'ar Tzachem. What do we exclude? What is that extra word? You just said, Ne'at Hashavim Hagorim Imachem. So what does that mean? Hasher Halidu Ba'artzachem. What is that limiting? What is that defining? The Pasuk says, V'gam b'nei ha'teshav magor memochem, Asher Halidu Ba'artzachem, behem tiknu eved v'yamo. Now, why did it have to say the word Asher Halidu Ba'artzachem? Just say, V'gam b'nei ha'teshav magor memochem. So, Krashi Asher Halidu Ba'artzachem, Min ha'loyladim Ma'artzachem, Asher lidu b'nei shar umois b'nois artzachem. Shle dosam b'artzachem. The Torah is stressing the birth took place here because mom is here. The Hainu imaseyem. Birth refers to mom. They gave birth here, which means mom was here. Mom is a local. V'loy min agorim b'artzachem. Shle lidu b'nei artzachem imkaimas acherim. Not those who weren't born here, but were born where their mother was, in a different country, and then came back here to their country of father's origin. The Pasuk is stressing Hailidu. We look where the mother is. The one that the mother is Eretz Yisraelic is Kanani. That we allow to stay alive. The one who came here from a different country wasn't born here, but he's a mixture. Father wasn't. I mean, why wasn't he born here? Because his mother is not from here. Country of birth is the country of the mother. So it's saying, not those who weren't born here, which means their mother is not from here, but their mother is from somewhere else and their father is from here.
Go
where from here,
Canaan?
One second. Well, I'm sorry?
Canaan?
Seven Umas, whatever they are, Canaan. I mean, Bo, Abonim, Logger, Ghana, Eitzel, Avoysam. But Tarius, Ghana, consider him, Loimen, Akananim, Bartzachem, Loimen, Shinoldum, and Akananim. That the father was a Canaan. Let me try to explain. The Torah uses the verb born to describe the place of the mother. And if the Torah is saying, look where the child was born, which means look for mom. If mom is the Kanani, no problem. If mom is the other nation, yes problem. Now how do I know we're talking about a mixed marriage? There it is. The Pasuk before told us you can buy from any nation. So we don't have to repeat that you're allowed by persons in Afghanistan and Indians and Pakistanis. The Torah already said, you're allowed by Avadim from every country besides the Sheva Umayyads. So what is the Torah adding? What is the Torah allowing that didn't get allowed beforehand?
But Rabbi, why couldn't that include a child born of two Persians who are residing inside Canaan?
Because there was no tzivui, the tzchayek kol neshama was only said on the seven umays, and allowing you to buy nations around you doesn't mean their location of where they live, but the location of their origin. So the Gemara understands that it got from when it said Me'eis Hagoyim Asher Sviv Veisechem, it is not referring to where they live, but it's referring to their nation of origin. And it's saying if their nation of origin is not here, it's elsewhere, you can buy them. The Gemara does not view their place of living to make a difference. The Gemara
or the place where the child is born. Okay.
Then the Torah adds a pasuk that's unnecessary, because we just said you can buy from other nations. So obviously the Torah is allowing the child of a mixed marriage with one Kanani parent and one other parent. That must be what the Torah is allowing, because to allow other nations we already said, and to ban Kananim we already said. So what is this pasuk coming to tell me? Obviously the Torah is permitting a child of a mixed marriage between a Kanani and a different nation, and permitting it to be bought as an Eved, not obligating to kill. Now, who is this mixed marriage? Who is mom and who is dad? So by writing Asher Halidu Ba'artzachem, it's identifying that mom is the local. Then you can buy. Not if mom is not the local and dad is the local. That's what the pasuk is saying.
That's the father. So if the father was seven nations,
how do you know that?
How do you know what?
That you go by the father. How do you know the rule that by going you go by the father? What's the source?
Well,
Ravin told it to me. Where did he get it from? We're finding a source in the pasuk. This is the source. Once you have this, you're right. We know it. But this is the source. By writing, by the Torah, again, you have to start from the beginning. This is an extra pasuk. If it wouldn't be an extra pasuk, we wouldn't be able to darshan anything. We already said you can buy any other nation. What is it? And we know you can't buy a Kanani. So exactly what is the Torah adding? Why with this pasuk we got them there to shab mazor and mebachav shalizu ba'aretzuchem? Obviously, the Torah is allowing some form of a child of a mixed marriage. Now you got to decide: is the Torah allowing when the father is a Kanani, when the mother is a Kanani, when either one is a Kanani? What does the Torah mean? So by writing the word Asher Hailidu Ba'artzachem, Hailidu is a code word for mom. And it's saying, if mom is the Kanani, then you allow the child in to be sold as an Evan. The Diyak is, if mom is not the Kanani, dad is the Kanani, then you don't allow it. This is the source that by Goyim you go my father. Dr. Kamarvait.
The Goyim Yomachem is also
yes. But if it wouldn't say the word Asher Lidu Ba'artzachem, I would have said this pasuk is allowing a product of a mixed marriage, regardless of which parent is the Kanani. By adding the word Asher Lidu Ba'artzachem, the Torah is saying, no. It's not always allowed. The code word is mother. Hailidu is mother.
If we go bust the father, regardless.
Right, exactly. Dr. Gemara Baitan, Nisgairu Halakha Pogam Shibishnayam. If they convert to Judaism, we go by the one that's more blemished, the Mai. What are we talking about? Who are the two nations that are Megayer? Right? We're going Ashka Pogam Shibishnayam. We're taking the more blemished one. Who is the two nations? Now, if a Pakistani marries an Indian Gyaris, none of them are blemished. They're fine. If the American marries a Mexican, they're fine. Who is the Pogam Shemishneim? What nations are blemished in Gavis? So we're stuck with four. Two that are four. Amon Amayev is one set, and Mitzri Nadaimi is another set. Amon Amayev is only the males are Aser, but they're Aser forever. And Mitzri Nadaimi, two generations are Aser, but it makes no difference male or female. So each one has a blemish that's more than the other. Amon Amayev's blemish is that the male progeny, is that the word, would be Aser forever. And Mitzri Nadaimi have a blemish that the female children are Aser for two generations. So Zakti Gemara, who married whom?
Wait, the Mitzri and the Edom, you said both?
Both boys and girls.
They can't marry
a Jewish person until the third generation.
So they can convert, but can't.
Yes, again, and Amon Amayev can convert also. He went through this yesterday. They can become the assistant to the Reshiva. We weren't sure about being a Reshiva. They can get Mavtiyayna. Bimai. Elaim of a Mitzri Shinas Amaynis. If dad is a Mitzri and mom is an Amaynis, my Pogamika. What blemish is there? Amayni v'lo amaynis. Meaning, pogam shebishneyem, the girl, the woman, is not pogam. And amaynis giyaris is 100% kosher to marry anybody. There's only one pogam here, the Mitzri. The amaynis is not a pogam at all. Ela b'amayni shenas amitzris. The man is an amayn, and the woman is a mitzris. Yitzhakar havim. If the child is a male, Shadya Basre, we say, treat him like a Mitzri Sheni. I'm sorry, like an Amayni. Meaning, the child will be an Amayni, and his kid will be an Amayni, and his kid will be Amayni. Forever and ever, all boys will be Amayni. And will never be able to marry Jewish girls. The Mekeva Haba, and the child is a girl, so being an Amaynis is 100% legal. Mutter, Shadya Basre, treat her like a Mitzri Sheni. So if an Amayni man marries a Mitzri woman, if it's a boy, he's an Amayni. If it's a girl, she's a mitzvah.
Rabbi Margareta? Rabbi Margareta?
Yes.
So, an Amoni who is Megayor, whom can he marry?
He can marry a Giyaris, he can marry a Mamzeris, according to one Mandi Amar, according to everybody Mandi Amar. He can marry a Mamzeris, he can marry a Mitzris, he can marry, according to some, he can marry a Giyaris also, according to Biasi. A Giyar can marry a Minus, a Mini. Giyaris can marry a Mini.
Thank you.
But again, the boys will always be Amayim. It will never change. It will never change. The daughters are fine, and the boys are Amayim. Because it's not two nations. Apogim Shebishnehem. Both have blemishes.
Do you
allow
to marry a
Moabite? Can a Moabite marry an Amayim? Giyaris? It would depend on the Machlokes of Yehoshua and Yehuda, whether Giyaris is allowed to marry Apostle Cole. She's kosher.
Right.
Ruth was kosher.
Right.
Rashi. This guy, Rabbi Bungshne, Mahi Linian, Avdus, Lekam, and Maimon, is Gairu. Not talking about Avdus, they can both be Avadim. The only nations that make a difference after they're converted is Elabah Maini Mitzri. She said, Asa Lailam, Maini is Asa forever, Zadar Shlishi. Pogim Mishneid Zadim, the Maimishkagasla. How do you have both have blemishes? The Kamara Pogim Shibishneyam. Elaim Ibn Mitzri Shinasa Mainis, the man is the Mitzri. The Kamara Avad Halakha Mitzri Vasadar Shlishi. Elaim Maini Shahid El Altar. And Amaynus has no restrictions. My Pogamika. The Tata aim to come in his Gaira Tavayukoi. Pogam Shibishnaim is Masmid are both blemished, and Amaynus is not blemished. Russian Rabbim. Masmid the Bemidi the Mishkagos may become the Gabi Tavayukama. We're looking blemishes in both. Loki Gabi aim like a Begam, and Amaynus has no Begam. Mitzi Vadoimi, Osimam the Kamus Kuskarim to the Amra Biyavamas. And Mitzi and Adoimi, there's no difference in male and female. If an Amayni marries a mitzvah, the Isra will be forever. We don't say, send it by the mitzvah. We hate Dar Shlishi Mutter. We in the Kevahi, Shadja Basra Mitzvah, like Basra Amayni, the Mishrei, the Didah. Don't send it by the mitzvah to Amayni to be Matter. Mishim Gagoy Amaynis. Abinayye Mutter Shushlishi. Amakwa Lahem Holachach Absulam. We learn out from him, you always go by the apostle of one. So that means, an Amayni that marries a mitzvah, the boys are Amaynim, the girls are Mitzri. Vaita. Don't think about Vaita.
It's not going to any more categories, right? This is not going to be...
No, it's going to explain Rabban's Amar Rabbi Yechon statement that this guy will have a program should be
Shnei. Yeah, I'm saying
it's
not going to the things with the...
Well, we did bring it originally for that. Yeah, because we wanted to know why it's not listed in the category of Yesh Kedusha Ve'en Avera.
So is it fit in, do it fit into them?
The Gemara said, Ein Dezu, Lemute. We don't go by the male. It's Yesh Kedusha Ve'en Avera, we don't go by the male, we go by the Pogum. That's why we brought it down. It doesn't follow the rules.
Under which first Limute?
Should have been in the first.
Yesh Kedushin has no Avera.
And yet we go by the Pogum. So the Gemara said it's an exception.
It should be on this should be all. I say all these cases should be on the test.
Maybe you want to write the test this week.
I think that'd be today, no?
Tomorrow.
Doug, the Gemara Vajter. The next case in the Mishnah was Kol Shein Le'al of Kedushin. Kedushin is not typhus, but others can marry her. The halacha is, the child is a mamzer. Frank the Gemara, Menahani Mili, how do I know that Kedushin is not typhus, b'chai v'krisis? We are not looking for a source of mamzeris, Rashi tells us, because we have sources that the offspring of b'chai v'krisis is a mamzer. But we're saying two things about Chayiv and Krisus. One, that it's an invalid marriage. And two, that the offspring is a monster. They're not necessarily connected. Unless you have a source for one and a source for another that connects them. The source for Mamzer is a different source. But we want to know, how do I know the marriage is invalid, that she doesn't need a divorce? Guy marries his sister. That's a Chayiv and Krisus. The halacha is, Kedushin is not Taisvis. She doesn't need a get. How do I know that? There's another problem, not a problem, other question. How do I know the kids are Mamzer? If they have a child. So that we have a different source for. But they don't necessarily go hand in hand. We want to look and find the source for one and then the source for the other. Zakhti Gemar Benahani Mili. Damar Abchir Baba Rabbi Yechanan. Umbataba Mishmeid Rabbi Yanai. They say it over in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Akabe the Rava. Umbataba Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan Aglili. He said the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yechanan Aglili. The pasuk says a divorced lady married a different man. Means has to be somebody else. Something is excluded. Ish achar. Achar means not what. So we're dashing it, not relatives. That you can't marry other relatives. It's not chal. She can marry ish achar, but you cannot marry relatives. Rashi. Look, Rashi. But not
that can stuff okay.
I mean, we're at the beginning of a Gemara. You know, I mean, the Gemara is going to go through. It's not the final answer.
Oh, I thought we stopped.
No. Well, I did stop because I went to do the Rashi. But not immediately. The end condition types in Bechai Bechris. Look, Rashi. Aval avlad mamzer nafkalom b'leigah chishas eishas aviv. B'leigah leknaf aviv. Says in the pasuk, do not take your father's wife, and do not reveal knaf aviv, your father's coat, which is another way of saying, don't do some kind of iser. And v'samach lo yavim mamzer. Now, who is this knaf aviv? The Torah wrote, don't take your father's wife, and don't take your father's knaf. And the next pasuk says lo yavim mamzer, which would mean that the result of taking either of those two women is a mamzer. Who is this woman that's referred to as knaf aviv? The knaf aviv is the father's brother's wife, which is Krisus.
How do you know
it's her
father's brother's wife?
Because knaf aviv, it has to do with the father, but it's not his wife. Because his wife is mentioned already, he can just say she's others. The same pasuk says, do not take your father's wife, and don't reveal knaf aviv. Who is this lady that's knaf aviv? Aviv has to do with the father. There's some bond to the father. That's not a bond to the father. Not bound to the father in any way. The father's brother's wife is Yibum. She aches achi avim she bekaris. The malchi afinu la biyavamitz aperka chaylutz. The chol shein la al kedushin havlad mamzer. Now that teaches me that chayv ekrisus makes a mamzer. It doesn't teach me that kedushin is not typhus. Sorry? That's another Madiyama. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the pasuk is Anusas Aviv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't learn out Mamzer from here. You're right, but that's more than going with that sheet now. Umatuba, yes, Matim Bedavar Lazel Leimer.
Why can't it be
a Shemir Shavu? It is a Shemir
Shavu. So, that's a. Shemaris Yavam is not a...
Shemaris Yavam of one's father is knaf aviv, that he's not allowed to be married. It's Eishes Achi aviv.
Eishes...
It's Chorus.
Without
again, you're right. So you want to know why did the Torah have to say it as Knap Aviv? The Gemara answers Yavamav. The Gemara answers Lav Ra'alo B'Shtei Lav.
But the Isser itself of Shemeris Yavam doesn't really love.
It's not the Shemeris Yavam here. It's the relationship of being the father's brother's wife. The Torah is referring to it as Knap Aviv to say that don't marry the woman that would be the Shemeris Yavam of your father.
If it would have been evil.
Correct.
Why is it said that way?
Interesting point. The Gemara asked the Kashi Yavam, but the Gemara says to add an extra love if she's the Shemeris Yavam Shalom.
If it's Bechaye, his uncle,
is that it's Ashish Dish also.
Also, but he's got the other stuff too? The Zika?
They're getting involved now. And it's not Zika, the father, the guy's alive, there's no Zika.
The Shemeris Yavam part of it. Because
there's no Shemeris Yavam part when the husband's alive. No, absolutely not.
So if they're not the Shemeris Yavam of the father, we would know that anyway.
Again, this is a translation issue. Knaf Aviv seems to indicate that there's some kind of bond with dad.
You mean it's always?
Not always.
Isn't that based on death?
This pasuk is talking about after the death. The issur is not because of the death. The issur is because it's his father's brother's wife, which is an erva elsewhere in this chumash.
If his uncle divorces his wife, he's still not allowed.
Because the Torah says in Parshas Akrim, you cannot.
Right.
But it wouldn't be like you got the Knaf Aviv.
One. So in other words, his uncle has to be dead before it becomes too loud.
For this one, yes, correct. She leaves his house. He divorces her. Regular case of divorce. Some lean to say, Shame Rav Yanai Nemar. This was said in the name of Rav Yanai. They didn't say it in the name of Rav Yanai. Elmashim Rav Yanai Taglili. Lish Achar, Shu Achar Etlop. He's a stranger. Beloy Shu Kriva, not that he's related. Vahoysa, Lashin Kedushin, who? Vahoka Vahoysa means she married Kedushin, valid Kedushin. Pasuk said, somebody divorces his wife and she marries an other man. The other indicates that it's somebody that's strange to her, not related to her. So we're excluding relatives. Now, that relatives would not be a valid marriage. Now, we don't know which relatives, it doesn't say. But we're saying a general statement of relatives. Well, see, that's the Gemara do its thing. Frech the Gemara of Emacha B'li Lebet. Maybe it excludes the closest relative, one son. It all is, Achar means not somebody close. Okay, maybe it means not somebody closest. Person's son. That means she's not allowed to marry her husband's, her original husband's son. Maybe that's what it's excluding. How do I know that it's right? How do I know that it excludes all relatives? All it is a diyuk from the word achar. He can't be close. How close? Maybe it means he can't be closest. And the closest would be her husband's son.
Not her.
We're talking about something that came through marriage because she's was married to one person, and now she has to marry a stranger, meaning not related to her previous husband. That's what we're saying. Can't be a relative of her husband. It has to be a stranger. Now, how do I know which stranger? Maybe it means not her husband's son. All it is exclusion. You exclude the least possible. Zok to Gemara. Ben behed yiksibbe. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a husband's son cannot marry, that it's not a valid kedushin for his father's wife. It says, do not take, which we're translating now to mean, you can't take Ashes Aviv. It doesn't work. It says, you can't take Ashes Aviv. And that teaches me that there's no kedusha by Eishes Aviv. I don't need achar to exclude that there's no kedusha for a son. So obviously it must be other relatives. Rashi. Look, Rashi. The ben baila, the shah kravis loy. Other of the first husband's relatives, not. Layikach, layhebach lekuchen. You shouldn't have kedushin. Shein kedushin types him. Let me explain. Sometimes the Torah says layikala, and sometimes the Torah says layikach. Why doesn't the Torah use yigala by all arayas? Yikach, layikach tells me not just you're not allowed to marry, there is no marriage. The choice of the word yikach as opposed to yigala to tell me there is no marriage. So for Eishes Aviv, the pasuk says it explicitly. A son cannot marry his father's wife. Now, not only can't he marry, he gets an iser, he doesn't. But it doesn't work. Yigala doesn't tell me that. Yigala doesn't tell me that it does work, and it doesn't tell me that it doesn't work. But yikach tells me it doesn't work. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a son's marriage to his father's wife is an invalid marriage. I know that. So what is the pasuk excluding the word acher? Must be other relatives of her husband. She cannot marry relatives of her previous husband. Only strangers. Fract the Gemara. Well, it's written by divorce, but it would follow that the same thing happens by death.
Why would it say by death? Maybe there's a husband that after he dies, she's no longer Eishes Aviv.
Again, once we learn out by divorce that she's not allowed to marry her husband's relative, there's no reason to assume that death changes it. Zogt Gemara weiter. Ve'ema, sorry, so Ben Behegek said, Ve'ema Eishes Aviv. Achar Lomeli, she probably knows. Achar Lomeli Lekwein. Ve'ema Eidividu Leben. Maybe both Sukkim are for Ben. Ha'lechatchila, for the Evan. Maybe Lo'yikach does not mean it doesn't work. Maybe one Pasuk tells me, don't do it. And the second pasuk tells me it doesn't work. You're assuming that Lo'yikach told me it doesn't work, and that's how I explained it. Who says? Maybe Lo'yikach is just saying, don't do it. Not that it doesn't work. And then the Achar is telling me it doesn't work. Zok to Gemara, La'tchila, Ma'chois Isha, Nafka. That you're not allowed to do it, I learned out from a comparison to a wife's sister. It says, V'isha lachoysa loisikach legalis avasa la b'chayeha. Now, we'll translate loisikach, you shouldn't. And that's what we're saying that way. Don't marry your wife's sister. That tells me you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. So, the iser to marry an erva, the Torah already told me, loisikach, do not do it. Therefore, I would learn now that if it's usher to marry your wife's sister, right, it's usher to do kedushin to your wife's sister, it's usher to do kedushin to any erva.
I don't mean kedushin.
Sikach is take. Take means legally take.
What is
the kedushin? Yikach is isha means kedushin. That's how we learned how kedushin
gets. We're saying now, even though it said yikach is on the chachilo and not b'dievet, right?
Maybe the Torah is telling me don't do it. L'chachilo, correct.
Right. Okay, so why do we say that by here, I'm sorry, but Masha'in came by his sister, we never have been l'chachilo b'dievet.
Again, sister would mean b'chachilo. Do not take your wife's sister l'chatchila.
Right.
And then that would teach me that don't take your father's wife l'chatchila. I don't need a pasuk for father's wife. I would learn it out from sister.
Well, how do I know father's wife is clause in the...
Well, the Torah says it's an erva.
Okay, so these are all...
So why did the Torah have to write l'yikach? We already know you shouldn't do it from Echaizisha. Echaizisha would be a source... that you shouldn't try to be Mekadosh any Erva.
But why are you using the sister? Why is Gemara using the sister as the prototype? Maybe the prototype's the case here of the son.
What? Again, before we know anything about a son, but by a sister. The Torah told me by a sister, his wife's sister, don't try to do Kedushin. So automatically the Torah would not have to write anything about a father's wife, because we learn now from the wife's sister, you're not allowed to do Kedushin to her. For sure you're not allowed to do Kedushin to a Chai B'Mises Bezen, which is the father's wife. So why did the Torah have to repeat it by a father's wife?
How do I know that's an issue?
Again, that you can't live with her is clear. It's an erva. That you're not allowed to do Kedushin, I would trigger out from a Chai Tisha.
You can't do Kedushin Nachal, you mean?
No. The Chathila, you shouldn't do Kedushin. The Gemara asked the Kasha, maybe Lo Yigach means don't do the act of Kedushin. But if you did it, it worked. You wouldn't be able to live with her because it's an erva, but you'd have to divorce her. So the Gemara's answer is, I don't need a pussy that I'm not allowed to do the act of Kedushin. I learned that out from Achai Tisha. Again, we don't know that yet. We're not interested in that yet. We don't know if it's typhus or not. See, we know too much here. You're coming in like you know all the facts. The Gemara's first question is, how do I know Kedushin's not typhus v'chai v'krisis? The Gemara answers from the word achar. Kedushin only works to a stranger, not to a relative. That's how I know Kedushin doesn't work by chai v'krisis. The Gemara's question was, maybe achar just says Kedushin doesn't work for a son of the husband. Maybe other relatives, Kedushin does work. Now, the Havamin is not that they're not Ervas. The Havamin is not that you're allowed to live with them. Of course you can't live with them. There's a whole Parshan Akri Mice that says you can't live with them. The Havamin is that she would need a divorce. And for the Gemara, I don't need a Pasi to tell me that the Kedushin doesn't work by a son. I have another Pasi that tells me Kedushin doesn't work by a son. Like Yikach Ishas Ishas Aviv. That tells me it doesn't work by a father's wife.
It's not part of the
Bahai Shalish Acha.
We don't need
Bahai Shalish for that, correct. Frank the Gemara, maybe, but Yika Kishitation Sabbath only tells me I shouldn't do it. Doesn't say it doesn't work. I need Acha to tell me it doesn't work. Only by a son. By other relatives, maybe it does work. And for the Gemara, but you shouldn't do it, I can learn out from Achai Tisha. Well, then the Torah also used the word Vaisikach, which means you shouldn't do it. So I don't need a blessing to tell me not to marry your father's wife, because I already know that from I can learn that out from a wife's sister. It's an erva, this is an erva. So why did the Torah write Vaisikach? Obviously to tell me it doesn't work. So now I know a son. So what is the Torah write Achar for? Must be for the other relatives. So because the Torah wrote Leitzikach b'Achai Tisha, that tells me you shouldn't do it. Comes along Leitzikach and says it doesn't work. I know a son. Now, how about other relatives? I don't know them. But then came the Torah wrote Leitzikach b'Achai. Tell me, not somebody, not who. Son, I already know it doesn't work. Must be other relatives. Rashi. The Ben by love of Shah Kravis Floyd, the Yikach Lehebel Kadushin and Dushin Tyson. The Duma Halakat Kilha the Evic, literally, the Yikach Lavsh, the Yulebem Slavsh, the Yabem Kadushin. Not that the Kadushin doesn't work, the Evic Hammer. And Lazarus, the Yikachena. It's a warning, you shouldn't do Kadushin. Be a Kadish, never Kadushin. But if he does Kadushin, it is. Thus, I cry clean of Lemon Day by a cloud. The next Vasik is telling me that he doesn't work. Maybe Achar only excludes a son. Keeping the Amar, but they perish Christ. It doesn't say relative, it just says somebody not. You pick the closest relative. Now, Christ Isha Navka, the Sibba Leisikach, which means Leisikachanu, do not do Kedushin. Now the Gemara explains how I would learn it out from Achai Isha. Let me just finish. Uma Achai Isha Bekores, Leisikadesh. The Torah doesn't want me to do Kedushin to his wife's sister. So Eshes Aviv, where am I? Chai v'mitzvah Bez and Lekoshke. So I don't need a pussy to tell me not to try to do Kedushin. So the pasuk must be telling me it doesn't work. Rashi, chayv mitzvah eishes of the beskila. Yes.
It's
not. It's not. At the end of the day, it's not because we already know the chatchila from Achayzisha.
I'm going to ask him left field.
Yes.
Kohen marries a grusha.
It works. It's valid.
I know it works. Is Kohen allowed to abdicate his kahuna?
No. There's no abdication of kahuna.
He can't serve anymore, but he can stay married to her.
No, he cannot. He gets malchus.
He does?
He's never alive every time he lives with her.
But
can't abdicate your kahuna. There was a rabbi Cohn, Armand Cohn, tried to abdicate his kahuna. So he can go to funerals. He was a rabbi at Park. He wanted to abdicate his kahuna so he could go to funerals. There's no such thing. A guy that's born into something can't abdicate your Judaism.
Everybody gets
one. That's not the point. He was a rabbi. He was to officiate.
I'm quite aware that was
a
joke. That was called a
joke. Yeah. At least that's what somebody told me. I don't know if it's true or not. That Armand Cohn said he once he gave up his school. True? I didn't know him, but he was a rabbi at Park.
Can we understand what purpose or allows him to be married to his grusha? Why it works?
I have no idea why the rabbi Shlomo made these rules.
The why questions are always
tough. What?
The why questions are always tough.
Again. Yeah, he does run the world. By Ray of Manik Lechol Afruim. Yes.
Which I don't understand is probably a preference to not have an answer. And if you look at Montura, it was events which happened around the year 6000. There was established practice, and all the various Yeshua and onwards of first mission Perkiata. There is an established practice. And the general structure, logical structure of the Gemara is one of two ways, that the practice is justified either by a commentary on the Pesukim, that's the axiom by which things are run, but oftentimes there is a whole lot of motion. These drushes are getting very, very complicated, not something which I totally follow at 6 o'clock in the morning. Why I don't understand why this is not simply taken as a welcome motion to see.
The answer is as follows. There is an answer to your question, I think. Unless I'm not understanding your question completely. Every Tana had a Messira of Halacha L'Maisha Misinais of a certain number. Meaning, Taisa speaks out from Shabbos that every Tana had a number. It's not necessarily the same number. But let's say we'll pick Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was taught by his Rebbe, who was taught by his Rebbe, who was taught by his Rebbe, who was taught by his Rebbe, and I'm making up this number now, that there's 142 Halacha L'Maisha Misinais. No more. So, and he was told, what are the 142? Came along Reb Meir and told him, oh, by the way, there's a halacha l'maisha mesina that says this. And Reb Yehuda says, no, there's not. Because I have my 142 that my Rebbe told me is the number, and that wasn't one of them. And Reb Meir was taught by his Rebbe, who was taught by his Rebbe, who was taught by his Rebbe, either a different number or the same number, but not with the same thing. So anything that was not included in the number of Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai is not Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai. Has to be found in a pasuk. So, again, Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai is not an answer that can be used unless there was a Tana or an Amira that had a Messira that this is Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai.
I thought that rule was in terms of, throwing a hekesh from one word to another. Sometimes that word is just
No, it's in the Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai. That rule is by Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai, not by Derech Shabbos. And that's what Taisa said, because the Gemara says many times, Rabbi Yechonin had Halakha L'Maisha Mesinai, and Rish Lakish did not learn it. Hello? What do you mean didn't learn it? So learn it from Rabbi Yochanan. Somebody else had it, so take it. The answer is he's limited. He can't take it.
No, I learned that.
That's what Tyson and Shabbos. Correct. That doesn't make it easier to understand at 6 o'clock in the morning. It just is a fact what it is.
Maybe the bottom line is only by the closest thing that it's not chal, but every other place, like by the system, it would be chal.
Could be, but then came along achar. And Achar said, exclude other relatives.
Other relatives for it, that you can't do it.
No, that we learn out from Achar Tisha, that you can't do it. Achar Tisha tells me that you can't do it by any erva.
Why do we have that first?
I don't care if first or second, it's there. Once it's there, it becomes first. It's the same Torah.
Yeah, but why is that the teacher? And not...
Because once you have it, it includes Chai V'Krisis, right?
Once you have it.
The Torah wrote it by Chai Chai Tisha.
Is it written?
The Torah wrote Vayikach twice. By Chai Tisha, by Eshazav. Once I have a Chai Tisha, I don't need Eshazav. I don't care what's first or what's second.
It has to use Chazisha because it has a Shazazer.
Again. All those questions, we have a Gemara coming up. His question is that maybe Layikan was written by Aisha Sabbath if it's before Achai Tisha.
That's right, that's a good question.
Once they're both there, there's no before and after. Don't do that. Once the Torah wrote both and only one is necessary, so then the other one is the second one. So the Torah wrote Aisha Sabbath first. It didn't, by the way, but that must say it did. And then he wrote Achai Tisha afterwards. But once you wrote Achai Tisha, you don't have to write HSF. Why'd you tell me HSF? I can just tell me Achai Tisha.
But for the master, it was written Achai Tisha first?
In the order of the Pasuk, that means nothing. It's the same Rabbi Nisam wrote the Torah, and he knew both when he wrote them both.
The first event of creation was the creation of time, and therefore there is no before or after.
It is no before and after here. Once the Torah wrote both, one is unnecessary. So it's the second one that was written that makes the first one unnecessary. So don't write the first one. Once the Rebbe wrote the second one, he didn't have to write the first one. Why did he write it? It's not like he didn't know the second one when he wrote the first one. The same Rebbe Nisholeim.
At this point, are we including
Chai V'Krisis now? At this point, we're including all Arayas, all Chai V'Krisis. But Achai Tisha tells me you shouldn't do it. And Eish Esav, we learn out you can't take from Layikach. So Achar must exclude all other relatives.
And so we make a general rule.
So it's a three-pronged Russia.
And the Kral is, the general rule is, I agree.
Correct. Baruch Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody should...